Arizona's economy, immigration, education. Where do the candidates stand on the big issues affecting Arizona? Arizona Votes, comparing the candidates on Arizona's Morning News.
Cutting through the political rhetoric like a machete through the jungle, clearing you a path to understanding what the politicians really mean. That's the point of our Arizona Votes segment, comparing the candidates. It's a chance for you to hear from the candidates on one issue in their own words, back to back to back, and hear the true contrast before making a decision on November 8th's general election, 48 days away. And we compare the candidates in the U.S. Senate race on the issue of abortion this morning. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross has three candidates this time around and starts with the Republican.
That's right, Jim. Senate candidate Blake Masters has taken what some believe to be a somewhat softer stance on the issue of abortion recently. Some people going as far as to say he scrubbed his website on the issue. Masters recently told Arizona's Morning News, not so.
Go read my website right now. It is the most detailed, most pro-life agenda of any Senate candidate nationwide. I'm proudly pro-life, and if we change something from time to time, that just reflects a new way that we're talking about something.
Now, Masters says the federal government should have a personhood law, which includes fertilized eggs, embryos, and fetuses that should be considered people with the same rights as those already born. Now, Arizona called for a 15-week ban, and he's in favor of that.
90% of Arizonans agree with that, by the way. The only people who don't are radical leftists, abortion activists like Mark Kelly, who believes in no limits up until birth.
And Arizona's Morning News gave U.S. Senator Democrat Mark Kelly the chance to react to that.
First of all, what he says is not true. But what is true is that I do not support a national abortion ban.
Now, Kelly does say he supports a woman's right to make choices about her own body and health care.
Even when it comes to late-term abortions, though, Senator?
You know, our government needs to respect a woman's freedom, and there are restrictions on abortion late in pregnancy. And there should be, as allowed under Roe v. Wade. We just need to make sure that women can get the health care they need if they're facing serious circumstances.
All right, so there's Blake Masters and there's Senator Mark Kelly, but there is more than two candidates trying to secure a full six-year term in the U.S. Senate this November, Jim.
That's right. The other candidate that will be on the ballot for the Senate seat is Libertarian Mark Victor. He told Arizona's Morning News recently he likes the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, returning decisions to the state level.
I would put it even in a smaller community. Imagine if Mesa outlawed abortion and Tempe said, no, you get to have an abortion here. Now, I think there are other things to say about it, the issues of rape, the issues of health and life of the mother. Those are all important questions.
And Victor also had this to say about late-term abortion.
We need to think about late-term abortions more like evictions. To the extent a pregnant woman has a right to take the baby out of her body, she does not have a right to insist that we kill the baby.
And that's a synopsis on where the Libertarian, the Democrat, and the Republican stand on abortion in an all-important race for the U.S. Senate seat that could determine the balance of power in the Senate. So a great deal riding on the outcome.
Yeah, and what a contentious issue, right? We got some new polling info this morning on that Senate race, Jim. And if you're one of those people that puts much stock into polls, it looks like Kelly's going to win this race.
Yeah, Kelly with a 12-point lead, according to OH Predictive Insights, 47-35%. You have the Libertarian Mark Victor in there at 6%. But Kelly's lead is beginning to kind of expand over Masters.
And a ton of money. We've been talking about how this is going to be one of the most expensive races in the entire United States, possibly set a record for an Arizona statewide election.
Yeah, Arizona is going to be crucial because it, again, is probably going to determine or help determine the balance of power
right. In
the Senate. And as far as the money goes, just earlier this month, Kelly is outspending Masters considerably, almost $5 million spent on the Kelly campaign and about little less than $2 million spent on the Masters campaign.
Wow. All right. Big bucks there for sure. All right. Thank you very much, Jim Cross. And you can catch all of these Comparing the Candidate segments on the podcast page at KTAR.com, the Arizona Morning News podcast page.